I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. When the classic Warner Brothers logo comes on the screen at the start of Gangster Squad, it's in a tint that's somewhere between color and black and white, and it holds out a twofold promise. Los Angeles in 1949 brought back to life in the lavish style that only a Hollywood studio can provide, and a movie from the studio that made many of the greatest gangster films in Hollywood history. The first part of the promise pays off. The style is sumptuous, and the details are a historian's delight. Union Station, the Brown Derby, Slapsy Maxies, Clifton's Cafeteria, Zippo lighters clicking away, streetcars sharing the streets with shiny Packards, Cadillacs, Studebakers, Hudsons, a fugitive Nash, and a stately Chrysler Airflow. The second part pays off for a while, with audaciously lurid characters and over-the-top action, but there's only so much style can do to spiff up shriveled substance. The story is a freewheeling fiction that Will Beale concocted from Paul Lieberman's nonfiction book that began as a series in the L.A. Times. Six LAPD cops are recruited to be as ruthless as their adversary, the mobster Mickey Cohen. He's played by Sean Penn. Think The Dirty Half Dozen or The Untouchables, reprocessed with lots more gunfights that get to be interminable. The squad members are Josh Brolin's Sergeant John O'Mara, an honest cop who's better at plunging in and punching out than at abstract thought, Ryan Gosling's Sergeant Jerry Wooters, a blithely amorous ironist, plus four other explosive cops played by Anthony Mackie, Robert Patrick, Giovanni Ribisi, and Michael Pena. Emma Stone is Grace, Cohn's girlfriend and etiquette tutor. Sean Penn's psychopathic monster is fun to watch when he's contemplating violence or unspeakable mutilation, but not when he's committing it. And an extraordinary amount of violence is committed, so much so that the movie's original opening last fall was delayed after the movie theater massacre in Colorado. Some of the violence was also dialed down, although not that much based on what's still on screen, and a sequence with gunfire in a movie theater was relocated to Chinatown. In the gangster epics of Hollywood's golden era, singular actors like James Cagney played unforgettable individuals, not a few of them raging psychopaths, with a fervor that still made room for moral complexity. The battling brutes of this tale aren't meant to measure up to such standards. They're only offered as action cartoons. But the screenwriter, Will Beale, himself a former LAPD cop, has written a script that's both bloody and bloodless, completely devoid of human feeling, and the way it wastes wonderful Emma Stone is downright criminal. The director, Ruben Fleischer, previously worked with Stone and Jesse Eisenberg, among others, in Zombieland, which was as light on its feet as this one is leaden. The unsung stars of Gangster Squad are the production designer, Maher Ahmad, the costume designer, Mary Zofris, and the cinematographer, Dion Beebe. They're the elegant squad. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.